I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Hector!
Tell me. Do you bleed? You should have gone for the head.
That's what she said.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm Pickle Rick!
I am the father.
You, David.
So what did you guys think of that intro? Pretty sexy, huh?
Dude, I honestly didn't think we'd ever have it. And we have it now.
How embarrassing will it be if, again, we don't have our interlude and our exit lude?
You know, for the 157 people who have listened to us on Spotify. Spotify confirmed it.
Yeah.
Some people.
And that's just Spotify. I think we're up to 200 if you include Apple.
Apple. CastBox.
CastBox. We'll talk about it. Three there. We've got like seven people right now. So.
iHeartRadio. I'm sure someone listens on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Chris listens on Google Play.
Yeah.
Forgot we had Google Play. Thank you, Chris.
So let's... people come to us because we're amazing and we're awesome and they love our voice, but also we give the knights nerd news.
Yeah, and speaking of knights, I would like to do a knight of the week real quick.
Oh, we haven't done that.
Yeah, I know. This person may have won it before, but my younger brother Mitch has listened to every single podcast.
Congrats to your handsome younger brother.
Nuts. And Mitch, wherever you are, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Mitch.
This program is brought to you... this program is brought by viewers like you. What is the PBS thing?
Yeah, by viewers like you. Do you remember we used to have sponsors? What happened to that? Dude, we sold out early
on. I know.
We used to have sponsors. We'd sell out. I'm glad we're not sellouts anymore.
I know,
I just thought of that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's, it's breaking at the time. This time, that time. Obi-Wan Kenobi's on hold. The new Disney Plus show.
Oh, really? So we're doing nerd news real quick.
Let's do nerd news, yeah.
So we're going to talk about some nerd news. And then afterwards, we're going to talk about some DC, meaning comics.
We've been told that we should tell people what we're going to talk about to see if they want to stay and listen to us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll do nerd news, and then we'll complain about DC.
So now that there's three more listeners, let's talk about some nerd news.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, the highly anticipated Disney Plus, is on hold indefinitely. Ooh, I do not like the indefinitely on there.
So maybe it could be a month?
Could be a year.
No! Definitely means no end.
No end.
That's from what we do in the shadows.
Ah. Nerd news on the TV show will drop in April, season 2. Just want that out there. But yeah, there's not too much on why it's on hold. They did put on hold Falcon and Winter Soldier. That's coming out because they're filming in Australia and because of the horrible atmosphere that's there, all the fires. They had to put that on hold. That one made sense. It's only a 3-week delay. Totally fine. That one I understood. This one, Obi-Wan, I'm sure we'll know more by then, but it's not looking great.
Yeah, that's interesting. That never sounds good, especially when that's like the number one thing fans have wanted. And it's funny, when I hear indefinitely, I think, what does that mean? It probably means there's something up with Ian McGregor. Because if there was a problem with the director, we could move past that. We could get another director. But really, the one person we can't replace or work through...
is Obi-Wan.
Is Obi-Wan himself. Like, this kid is the only problem. So this really makes me stressed out. I hope it's not... I really hope it's not. They brought someone in and Obi-Wan doesn't agree with the portrayal. Because he worked with George Lucas.
Yeah, it seemed like he was all gung-ho about it, though.
It's kind of the problem I had with Rian Johnson and Luke Skywalker is, you know, here you have Luke who worked with George Lucas and he had a vision of a character, and now we're doing a complete rehash of it in a completely different way. I would hate to see that with Obi-Wan Kenobi. Especially, that was a long sentence.
Well, especially because we have, like, young Obi-Wan, we have old, like, we know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just that, like, 20-year gap that we want to know more about.
Yeah, and it just, I don't know. Some people don't even care to know more, but... I think we all really do.
I care. I definitely care.
I do.
Picard comes out. I'm super stoked about that. Little nerd news. It's Star Trek.
I know.
We're not Star Wars, but I'm a huge Star Trekkie. And hopefully we'll get another panel going for that one. Because it's cool. It's CBS. Their streaming is doing it. So you have to hop on that.
Well, explain to me what's going on in that movie. When is the time frame compared to the movies?
It's like 10 years after the invasion of the cyborgs. It's after one of the big battles. No, it's the... I'm drawing blanks on names. Hopefully Jansen, our panelist, isn't listening too much because he's yelling. Because he's a big Trekkie.
I know, we're going to have a Star Trek cast here soon.
Yeah, and we need Jansen to save me from all this. But so he's kind of retired, and he comes back. Picard, Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Enterprise, is retired. And then he's just coming back into Starfleet and to fight. And it's a whole new, it's a new crew of young hooligans. And but what's really cool that I like is there's, it's Next Generation. So they have a lot of the old cast making cameos. So I get the goosebumps seeing the old 90s cast going on there. So hopefully Will Wheaton, major nerd, is going to reprise there.
All right, so I have a question. Picard, is that Xavier? Professor X?
Yes, yeah. Jean-Luc. Okay. Jean-Luc.
All right, cool.
So that's going to be something to look forward to. And I like having more options with it. So yeah. Any other real big news out there?
No, in the nerd sphere? I really haven't heard much. I've been trying to keep an ear to the ground, but mostly I haven't heard it. The Obi-Wan thing was the biggest news I heard about. Cool. And guess who I heard it from? Master of Light.
Master of Light himself, Johnny. Yeah. Oh, that's me.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. So let's do, we've been doing what we really like doing, our polls, our big brackets. And our end goal is to have a major supervillain one from all the universes, Vader versus whoever wins our next one, Joker, probably. And, so to build to that, we have to have smaller polls and brackets. So the bracket we're on, finished at the time, is a DC. And it got us thinking about DC.
Yeah, just the universe in general.
Just DC in general. And so we were just like, DC villains are just so complex and hardcore. And we were just so angry how we don't get to see these ones in the cinematic universe.
Yeah. Well, even just, I look back over what they've done in the DCEU, and it blows my mind some of the choices they've made. I'm like, really? We picked these villains? These villains are turds. And why are we just pretending to be the MCU? Yeah. Why do we go with Darkseid, who's like a knockoff Thanos? I mean, they always knock off each other, but they introduced Thanos, so don't do that. Do Brainiac. Brainiac would have been so much cooler.
Brainiac freaking destroyed Krypton. He minimized it, put it in his little thing. Brainiac is gnarly.
Yeah. There's some other huge big ones they could have done, too, that would have been like...
That have touched everybody. Because there's some that haven't touched everyone, which is totally fine. But there's some villains out there that touch everybody. Freaking Lobo, he's this intergalactic bounty hunter. He's on Krypton. One of my favorite characters. He's just funny, and he's like, I'm just a bounty hunter. I'm here. He regenerates his cell, so even if there's a blood stain of him, he can't die. So he's just a complex character you can bring in that they don't bring into these things.
I think for me, Lex Luthor's portrayal was so poorly done, and he could have been someone that fought the entire Justice League, and it would have been cool.
It would have been cool, because he's... Yeah. And we've... Who do you want to see? There's a character. There's one out there in the movies that we want to see done what right.
For me, all right, so there's a few I've wanted to
see. Yeah, of course.
But Bizarro is one. Is that who you're thinking?
Yeah. No, okay, go Bizarro, yeah.
All right, just real quick about Bizarro.
Cool.
Bizarro is like the anti-Superman. He's like, if you were to be everything opposite of Superman, like all of his powers are the reverse. I think instead of heat vision, he's got cold vision or cold breath or something.
Yeah, the moon gets him, not the sun. His power's from the moon, not the sun.
Yeah, and which doesn't make sense because it's just a reflection. It doesn't matter. But he's kind of gross, but he's really strong, and he wears like an upside down S. Or,
yeah.
Is it upside down? Or it's just skewed.
Backwards, yeah.
Yeah, it's backwards. Thank you. I was like, it's not upside down. But yeah, so Bizarro is really cool. And that's who they should have made. That should have been the villain Lex Luthor made if they were going with Lex Luthor creating like a Kryptonian villain. And they shouldn't have gone with Zod.
No, I'm done with Zod.
Yeah, Zod has already been portrayed. We don't need to... I don't know. He did a great performance, but eh. It should have been Bizarro, and it should have been Lex Luthor. It should have been Lex.
Could have been a... Yeah, and then I've been waiting, because I've rewatched some of the older Batman movies, and they were so comic-y and, cartoony. I would love... Jim Carrey did a good job as a Riddler, but I would love a new Riddler. Like a dark Riddler.
Yeah.
Or
an accurate Riddler.
Yeah. Or just... Or you could do a little flamboyant Riddler. Like, I'd always want Johnny Depp to do Riddler. That was always mine. I thought he would have done an amazing Riddler.
Probably 10 years ago. Not 10 years much ago now.
No, now you need someone new and fresh. But that's who I would want. I'd love to see a Riddler who messes with you. As previously stated, I got DC Unlimited, and they have Titans, which are the Teen Titans live action. And just to watch Nightwing, who is one of my favorite characters of all time. Nightwing is Dick Grayson. He's the original Robin. He does his own portrayal, and he's like, I don't want to be Robin, I don't want to be Batman, so he becomes Nightwing, is his own thing. And it shows him as a kid and how mentally abusive the Joker was. Imagine that as like a 14-year-old kid and just see the Joker murder people. Like, that's the one thing I appreciated about the new Joker movie that came out, was how they showed you he's a psycho. Because he can be.
And it's not glamorous, and it's not...
It's not purity, and it's not like, I'm a gangster. No.
Yeah.
The Joker kills because he can. The Joker paralyzed Batwoman. He could have killed her, but no, he paralyzed her, which is even worse, because, like, now she has to live through this.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah. Is Dick Grayson also the one that has big interactions with another villain, Slade Wilson?
Yeah. Mentally, Slade mentally messes up him really well.
Yeah, you see him in Teen Titans. He's also, he's not Deadshot. He's known as
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke, mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm like, Deathshot's Will Smith. Deathshot's
Will Smith.
Yeah. But yeah, Deathstroke, he has been introduced in the movies, but they probably won't roll with it, which is really annoying.
They don't know how to use him. Because
he looked so good. He looked cool when he came onto the yacht. Oh, and everyone loves him. He's a huge fan favorite. He would have been cool. He would have been a good intro, like, villain for Batman. Ah, I'm so pissed.
So DC has a lot of TV shows, right? That's what they do. So they just did their huge crossover event. What is it? Crisis in Multiple Universes. An intimate crisis on infinite universes. So the one thing they kind of did, which was cool, is the Flash, who can control it. He went in another universe and he ran into the movie Flash.
Yeah.
And I was like, but that was annoying because he's so dorky. I do not like the movie Flash. Like, I'm a little bystander. I'm a fanboy. No, you're the Flash. You're founder of the Justice League.
Yeah.
Be one. So I did not appreciate how they're going about that.
But it was still cool.
Super cool, though.
Because it sets up a multiverse.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Maybe they can...
They don't call it the multiverse. What do they call it? The infinite realities?
Yeah, they call it multiverse. They call it a lot of things. It's physics, so it's not like... Nobody owns it.
Yeah.
So I like that they did it, though. Because at least they'll be like, hey, we own it. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, totally. One thing I'm excited about... This is kind of nerd news, but... I think we talked about this. Black Adam, though, is the Zachary Levi Shazam is going to meet up with Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Black Adam. Who's like an anti-hero.
Yeah.
If you look at the original movie, they took set photos and, you know, there's the seven seats and there's eight seats. Anyway, there's seven people in Shazam's like family or whatever, mm-hmm. and there's one missing and it's The Rock. Because he's like one of the original ones, but he went off and he's messed up.
Yeah, he's... Bad. I'm confused how they're going to be. I'm shocked because he's technically his villain, but we'll see. Though they said he's going to be a good guy. Maybe not. Good guys come in different forms.
Yeah, it's true.
But, I mean, I like that they're doing stuff. They're doing reality.
So this is something I've had a discussion with my uncle. Do you think that they can correct themselves, the DCEU?
Yeah.
After losing Batman, can they correct themselves still? Like, if they were to get Henry Cavill back... Is there a way that they can move past Batfleck being done?
So, as a Justice League, like, to do, like, their big thing, or to do solo movies?
Just in general.
Yeah, they can come back. The thing is, we'll have to see how the Twilight guy does as Batman. I don't think his age will be appropriate with everyone else. So, I don't know if they're going to keep him and then keep Cavill and bring that all together.
Do you know what would be cool for me? Because they have now established a multiverse. It would be cool if, like, the reason Batfleck was gone was he got pulled into a different universe. And then, like, if this Batman does a great job, if he got pulled in. And so even if he was younger, like, if he just was, like, a more gnarly Batman, like, rather than being a grizzled, old, angry one, he was, like, a younger, more athletic, more kind of sure of himself. It'd be cool to see a different dynamic with that, especially playing off Zachary Levi and Aquaman and everything. It'd be cool to see a different energy thrown in, especially if he wasn't a fanboy. And that actor is incredible. If you haven't seen the movie Lighthouse, hey, me neither. But it has crazy reviews, and everyone I've heard who's watched Robert Pattinson do different roles in the last since Twilight, he's done incredible. And I really don't blame him for Twilight because he got a paycheck and it got him into it. And all he was known for was Cedric Diggory. And when he did it, guess what? A lot of people weren't offering him jobs, even though you might think he would have been. He just sort of took it because he wasn't getting roles. Wow, okay. I said that really fast because I wanted to get it out there.
Yeah, we'll see how he goes with that. I mean, I liked how they... I mean, I would love... I think we've been over this. Like, who we want Shazam to team up with Aquaman would be so
more
funny
than anyone.
On screen. Their chemistry would be so funny.
So funny.
And in real life, because, like, they'll be funny together. Like, because you could tell the Marvel cast... I mean, here's a little... They're friends. Like, they like to hang out. They're funny together. And they portray it on the screen. And I could see Zachary Levi and Jason Momoa together. They'd be so funny together. Even Henry Cavill would be funny with them. Because Ben Affleck seems like he had his own issues in the real world, which is cool. Whatever, that's your life. So it'd be cool to see them together, Aquaman and Shazam, because he's a little kid. So it'd be like, oh, it's Aquaman.
Yeah. Well, and like if you look at set photos, like they've gone meme-worthy when Henry Cavill's all dressed up and looking dapper and Aquaman's in the tank top. Oh, yeah,
about to take him down.
Yeah, yeah, about to like tackle him. Just stuff like that. Like you can tell that they've got love, and like if you could get them all in there, they would have a great dynamic, and it'd be cool to have like a moody Batman in there with him. And it's too bad Ben Affleck quit. But
yeah, but I mean, you can find it. And maybe I really wish Patterson do well. I really do. No one wants Batman to fail.
No.
So I want him to do well.
Would you be okay if he did get moved in?
Yeah, if it make it natural, yeah, no problem at all.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
no problem at all.
I think that'd be sick
because it's Justice League done correctly would be so cool.
Yeah,
like finding the Legion of Doom or finding the Injustice League, maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, you build your imagine the Joaquin Phoenix Joker has the main guy of the Injustice League just being crazy.
Yeah,
and then just and Deathstroke's right there, and then you have the Riddler. Like it'll be gnarly.
Yeah, and there's so much I love about it. I really enjoy, I don't know, there's so much. Literally, there's so much. But I, like, just talking DC in general, it's, to me, better than Marvel. Like, there's so many cool politics, like, in the comics.
DC has better villains. Like, yeah. If you think about it, their villains are better. But even their
heroes. You think about, like, the dynamic, like, sometimes Green Lantern gets made fun of, and Booster Gold is, like, this prick. Like, there's all this funny stuff.
There's douche Green Lanterns. I've been watching Justice League. There's some of them you're like, dude, get out of here. Yeah. Why are you here?
Well, and it's funny, like, Superman doesn't go into Batman's territory in the comic books, you know?
Yeah, they never cross over. It's Metropolis's problem. It's not Gotham's problem.
Superman does not go down to Gotham.
Because if you think about it, why is Superman not... He took out the Joker in 2 seconds. He's Superman.
Yeah, but he almost doesn't want to mess with it. Like, it's just interesting there's politics to all of it.
Yeah, and they obey the UN. Like, the UN is controlling them. Like, it's really crazy. I like that aspect of it. Like, we don't let them do this. It's really cool. It's really smart.
There's so much they could do.
And guess what? We're going to talk about it all the time because we want them to keep doing more.
Yeah.
I can't see a world where we don't have this going on.
Well, and like I said, I don't know. I love Marvel, but like in terms of everything before the movie started, DC was better in my mind by far.
Yeah, especially the Dark Knight series, all that stuff. I believe we can do more of it. I recommend if you're a DC fan, it's cheaper than Disney Plus, DC Unlimited. So I like it. I get my money's worth, you know. It's worth it just to watch like their old stuff. Their live action's really good. Harley Quinn has her own cartoon. It's super funny, super inappropriate language wise, but it's hilarious. Like she just does whatever she wants. And and then they have Doom Patrol. They have really cool shows that you can't watch anywhere else. So I'm a big fan of it.
It sounds like I'm going to be signing up, honestly. Or just jumping on your account.
Yeah, jump in or get the 1 week free trial. You can knock out a lot of stuff in a week, believe it or not. If you have the time.
Yeah.
I do. And you know how we like to be like, don't worry, we'll get to Marvel later. We'll talk so much Marvel. And we will. This time we will.
We will. But because Marvel's taking a break, so we're taking a break from Marvel. So.
And we'll get back to Marvel when Black Widow comes out.
Black Widow. All right. Well, have a good week.
Have a good week. And thanks for listening.